The last week of December is quiet in the yard. Trucks cool on the line. The phone barely rings. This is your window. You can drift into January with loose ends and hope nothing breaks, or you can stop, reset, and start the new year fast. A clean shutdown gives you control. You block 2 or 3 days. You post a pause on the board. You name one lead per area, and you set simple targets. Every task goes to a checklist with a line for a name and a date. You stage 3 bins for parts and scrap. You back up job photos and forms. You lay out the lockout tags. When the phones light up again, you want keys on green tags, calibrated meters in one case, clear aisles, full bins, signed policies, and a first week plan that anyone can follow. That is how you end strong and start stronger. Chapter 1, Shutdown to Speed Up. Hook, one line, call a short, planned shutdown and start January ready on day 1. Scope. This chapter covers the year-end pause that resets the shop. It applies to small trade shops with field crews and a central yard or warehouse. It does not cover fleet mechanical work, tool calibration, or inventory counts. Those come later in their own chapters. Safety. Post a lockout or tagout plan at dispatch. Use tags on panels, compressors, and shop gear that could start unexpectedly. Wear eye protection and gloves during cleanup. Keep exits clear. Stage a charged fire extinguisher where crews can reach it. Assign a hall monitor during any ladder use for signs and banners. Follow local code for any electrical panel work. Do not move heavy racks without anchors and help. Tools and materials. Clipboards, printed checklists, permanent markers, pre-numbered tags, caution tape, lockout tags and locks, file boxes, sealable bins for scrap, repair, and keep label stock, zip ties, wall calendar, whiteboard, camera, or phone for photos. Setup. You pick a 2 to 3 day window. You notify clients that field work pauses for maintenance. You assign one lead for shop, one for fleet, one for tools, and one for inventory. You print checklists. You set a table at dispatch for tagout gear and bins. You lay out a wall calendar for the first 2 months of the new year. You create a master list with 5 columns, task, who start, finish, proof. Steps. Post the shutdown notice at dispatch and in the yard. Use plain times and dates. Hold a 5-minute kickoff. Explain the goal and show the master list. Assign leads by name. Place lockout tags on shop equipment that will be serviced later. Hang spare tags on a board for any new lock points found. Create 3 staging zones on the floor. Mark them scrap, repair, and keep. Place bins and labels in each zone. Back up digital job photos and forms. Save to an off-site location. Write the date and time in the log. Build simple checklists for each area. 1 line per task. 1 place for a name and a date. No extra words. Walk each aisle and table. Move items to the correct zone. Anything unclaimed by end of day moves to scrap or a repair ticket. Label shelves and totes that will stay. Use the same label format across the shop. Shelf, bin, and item all match. Post the first week of January plan on the wall calendar. Slot crews and trucks by day. Leave 1 slot open for emergencies. Verify. Read back the master list. Every line shows a name and a date. Check that all lockout tags are on the board with matching numbers. Open the backup and confirm files are present. Walk the floor and point to each zone sign. Pull 1 shelf and confirm the label matches the bin and the content. The target is 0 loose items on tables. If you see any, return to step 7. Common fails. Letting work calls creep in during the pause. Fix by assigning 1 on-call tech and holding all other crews. Building checklists that are too long. Fix by splitting them by area and owner. Skipping the tagout plan. Fix by posting it first and using numbered tags that match a log sheet. Document. Take wide photos of the shop before and after. Take a close photo of the lockout board with tag numbers. Save a copy of the master list, the calendar, and the backup receipt page. Title each file with the date and time. Store a copy off-site. Recap. Block the days and post the plan. Tag out, stage zones and backup. Label, verify, and publish the week 1 schedule. Chapter 2, Trucks That Start Every Time. Hook, 1 line. Keep every truck legal, safe, and ready on day 1. Scope, light and medium duty shop vehicles. Pickups, vans, and small trailers. Not heavy diesel service, bodywork, or engine teardown. Body and engine repairs go to a licensed shop. Safety, wear eye protection and gloves. Chalk wheels before any underhood or undervehicle step. Use jack stands on solid ground if a wheel leaves the ground. Ventilate if an engine must idle indoors. Keep a charged fire extinguisher within reach. Disconnect the negative battery cable before working near moving belts. Follow local road and inspection rules. Tools and materials: wheel chocks, tire pressure gauge, tread depth gauge, torque wrench, battery tester, multimeter, OBD2 scanner, funnel set, shop rags, nitrile gloves, belt inspection mirror, brake fluid tester, portable air compressor, light bulbs, fuses, wiper blades, first aid kit refills, extinguisher service tags, reflective triangle kit, tie-down straps, ladder rack hardware kit, paint marker, clipboard checklists. Setup: tag a keyboard with red, yellow, and green markers. One clipboard per vehicle. Park trucks in a straight line with space at the rear. Stage a parts table with common bulbs, wipers, fuses, and fluids. Print one checklist per truck with a place for date, mileage, and signature. Steps: identity and papers. Match VIN to the registration. Confirm plate number and expiration date. Check that the insurance card is present. Photograph VIN and odometer for the file. Fluids and leaks: check engine oil, coolant, brake fluid, power steering, and washer fluid. Top off within spec. Look under the truck for fresh drips. Wipe and recheck after 2 minutes. Battery and charge: measure open circuit voltage. Target is 12.6 volts. Repeat, 12.6 volts. If below 12.4, charge and retest. Start the engine and check alternator output. Target is 13.5 to 14.5 volts. Belts and hoses: inspect for cracks, glazing, or fray. Squeeze top and bottom radiator hoses for firmness. Replace any soft or swollen hose. Note belt routing with a photo. Tires, brakes, and torque: read tire pressure cold and set to the door label. Measure tread depth. Replace below 430 seconds. Listen on a slow roll for scraping or pulse. If a wheel was removed recently, torque lug nuts to the vehicle spec and paint mark one lug per wheel. Lights, wipers, horn, test headlamps, high beams, brake lights, turn signals, reverse lights, plate light, and cab lights. Replace failed bulbs now. Install fresh wiper blades if streaking. Confirm horn works on the first press. Racks, straps, and safety kits: inspect ladder rack feet, bolts, and crossbars. Tighten to the rack specification and log the value. Example value is 35 foot-pounds. Repeat, 35 foot-pounds. Replace any frayed strap. Confirm first aid kit is stocked, extinguisher gauge is in the green, tag date current, and triangle kit present. Logs and test drive. Update mileage logs and telematics notes. Note any warning lights pulled by the OBD2 scanner. Take a 5-minute road test. Listen for pull, shake, or brake noise. Tag keys green for pass, yellow for repair scheduled, red for out of service. Verify. Open the checklist. Every line is marked with pass or fix. Confirm photos on file for VIN, odometer, extinguisher tag, and ladder rack torque. Scan once more for trouble codes. The target is 0 yellow tags without a dated work order. If any appear, write the work order now. Common fails: missing registration or expired insurance card. Fix by printing a current card and placing it in the visor. Loose ladder rack hardware. Fix by retorquing and logging the value with a paint mark. Bulb blows after the check. Fix by stocking 2 spares per bulb type in each truck. Document: photo the VIN plate, odometer, insurance and registration, extinguisher tag, and 1 tread depth reading per axle. Save the torque value and the person who set it. Store files under the vehicle ID with date and time. Recap: papers and identity first. Fluids, power, and safety gear next. Road test, green tag, and a dated work order for any exception. Chapter 3: Trust Your Reading. Hook, one line. Calibrate tools and ladders now so every reading and climb is safe. Scope, hand and power tools used daily. Ladders, small scaffold, meters, and test gear. Not full rebuilds or factory calibration of specialty instruments. Send precision tools out if they fail checks. Safety, wear eye protection and gloves. Unplug tools before inspection. Lock out shop power, where someone could start a tool. Test outlets with a GFCI tester before meter work. Ventilate if you run a generator. Keep a fire extinguisher within reach. Tools and materials: permanent marker, metal stamp set, label stock, zip ties, cord caps, heat shrink, plug tester, GFCI tester, known voltage source like a 9-volt battery, proving unit or test outlet, torque wrench checker or weight and tape measure, insulation resistance tester, also called a megometer, stopwatch, ladder feet and label kit, scaffold pins and clips, compressor oil, drain pan, fuel stabilizer, load bank or space heater for generator load test, rags, camera. Setup. Stage 3 tables. Tools. Ladders and scaffold. Meters and testers. Layout 1 bin each for pass, repair, and scrap. Print a checklist with columns for ID, item, test, pass or fix, date, and initials. Set a clear known source for meter checks. A 9-volt battery for DC. A tested outlet for AC. Open a tag log for calibrated items with the date due next. Steps. Engrave or label ownership. Mark each tool with shop name and a unique ID. Use a metal stamp on metal. Use a label on plastic. Photograph the ID. Cords, guards, and batteries. Check cords for cuts and loose caps. Replace cracked plugs. Confirm guards move smoothly and return on their own. Test battery health with the indicator or a tester. Replace swollen or weak packs. Torque wrench quick check. Set a click type to a known value. Use a checker if you have one. If not, hang a known weight at a measured distance to make the target torque. Example is 35 inch pounds at 1 foot with a weight that equals 35 pounds. Repeat the value. 35 inch pounds. If it clicks early or late, tag for calibration or send out. Meters prove before use. Set your multimeter to volts DC. Touch a 9-volt battery. Target is around 9.0 volts. Repeat the number. 9.0. Switch to volts AC and test a known good outlet with your GFCI tester first. Target is around 120 volts. If the reading drifts or jumps, tag the meter out of service. Insulation resistance baseline. Use the megometer on a common motor or compressor that you know is good. Set the test voltage as the nameplate requires. Record the value. You want stable readings above 1.0 megaohms on clean windings. Repeat the threshold. 1.0 megaohms. Save the baseline sheet for next year. GFCI tester and outlet map. Walk the shop and test every outlet. Press the test button. Confirm the outlet trips. Reset. Mark any failed device. Create a simple outlet map and note the ones on GFCI. Ladders and scaffold. Inspect rails for cracks, rungs for bends, and feet for grip. Confirm labels are readable. Replace feet if smooth or cracked. Check locks and spreaders. For scaffold, confirm every pin and clip. No missing parts. Tag any ladder that fails. Remove from service immediately. Compressors and generators. Check compressor oil. Drain the tank until water stops. Listen for leaks. For generators, start and run 5 minutes with a real load, such as a space heater. Confirm stable voltage under load. Add fuel stabilizer if the unit will sit. Log runtime hours. Case and tag calibrated gear. Place calibrated meters and torque wrenches in one case. Add a tag with the date tested and date due next. Store the case in a clean, dry shelf that is easy to see. Verify. Open the checklist. Every line has pass or fix and a date. Pull one tool from the pass bin and recheck the cord and guard. Read 1 meter again on the 9-volt battery and on a live outlet after a GFCI test. Confirm the torque wrench repeats the set value. Walk to the ladder rack and try one ladder lock. The target is 0 untagged ladders and 0 unmarked tools. If you find one, return to step 1 for that item. Common fails. Meters used without a proving test. Fix by making the prove step mandatory before any job. Ladder feet worn smooth. Fix by installing new feet and logging the change. Torque wrench stored loaded. Fix by dialing to the lowest setting after use and training crews to do the same. Document. Photo the engraved ID and the label. Photo 1 cord repair before and after. Capture the torque check setup and the reading. Save megometer baseline values with the date and the item. Photograph each ladder stack with visible labels. Store all files by category with the date and time. Recap. Mark it so you know it is yours. Prove meters, set baselines, tag the due date. Check ladders, drain tanks, run the generator under load. Chapter 4. Pass a surprise inspection. Hook, one line. Make the shop safe, labeled, and inspection ready in one sweep. Scope. This chapter covers the physical shop and storage areas. Aisles, racking, labels, flammables, compressed gases, SDS access, spill control, eyewash, electrical panel clearance, GFCI checks, lighting and ventilation, dust collection, heater service, roof and pest checks, waste handling, and service contracts. It does not cover training records or inventory counts. Safety, wear eye protection and gloves. Keep exits clear at all times. Use a spotter on ladders. Lock out power before opening any panel cover. Ventilate when testing heaters. Store flammables away from ignition sources. Chain gas cylinders at 2 points. Follow local code for electrical and fire safety. Tools and materials. Floor tape, caution tags, anchor hardware set, socket set, torque wrench, label stock, bin cards, permanent markers, chain and straps for cylinders, flammable storage cabinet, spill kit with pads and granules, eyewash test bottles, GFCI tester, light meter or simple Lux app for reference, filter set for heaters and dust collectors, shop vacuum, pest control bait stations, roof access gear, camera, setup, post a simple map of zones, aisles, racking, flammables, cylinder station, panels, eyewash, spill kit, waste area, stage bins labeled fix now, schedule and compliant. Print a checklist with one line per item and a space for proof photo ID. Steps. Clear paths and exits. Walk every aisle. Remove obstacles. Mark main aisles with floor tape. Confirm exit doors open freely. Anchor and label racking. Check base anchors for each rack. Tighten or replace as needed. Tag each bay with a load label. Add shelf labels that match bin cards. Flammables and cylinders. Move paints, solvents, and fuels into a flammable cabinet. Separate oxidizers. Chain gas cylinders at the shoulder and lower third. Cap any idle cylinder. SDS spill and eyewash. Place the SDS binder at eye level. Open a random sheet to confirm currency. Stage the spill kit where it is visible. Test the eyewash for full flow and clear water. Log the date. Electrical safety. Measure clearance at panels. Target is 36 inches in front and 30 inches wide. Repeat. 36 inches front, 30 inches wide. Test shop GFCI outlets with a tester. Replace failed devices. Lighting and air, replace burned bulbs. Clean lenses. Check ventilation fans and dust collection. Change filters. Verify airflow at the hood or pickup with a simple tissue test. Heat sources, service unit heaters. Clean burners. Replace filters. Confirm carbon monoxide alarms work. Record ambient reading after 5 minutes of run time. Roof, leaks, and pests. Inspect the roof edge and penetrations. Look for stains on the ceiling. Set or replace bait stations along walls. Seal gaps at doors. Waste handling and contracts. Confirm waste oil drum labels, lids tight, and pickup schedule posted. Check dumpster access and fire clearance. Review contracts for next pickup dates and renewal terms. Verify. Walk with the checklist and a camera. Take a proof photo for each line. Open the SDS binder and read one date aloud. Press the GFCI test and reset. Measure panel clearance with a tape. Turn on the heater and read the carbon monoxide alarm. The target is zero blocked aisles, zero unchained cylinders, and full clearance at every panel. If any fail appears, add a dated work order before you leave the area. Common fails. Racking without load labels. Fix by posting a clear limit at each bay and saving a photo. Cylinders tied with rope. Fix by installing proper chains with anchors at two heights. GFCI outlets that do not trip. Fix by replacing the device and retesting, then logging the change. Document. Photo each aisle after clear out. Photo rack anchors and load labels. Photo the flammable cabinet interior. Photo the cylinder chain points. Photo the SDS station, spill kit, eyewash test, panel clearance tape reading, and one GFCI test. Save heater service notes and carbon monoxide reading with time and date. File under shop safety with the year. Recap. Clear paths and anchor the racks. Control flammables and chain cylinders. Prove SDS, spill eyewash panels, lights, air, heat, roof, and waste. Chapter 5, Stock That Moves. Hook, one line, count what matters, clear the junk, and set levels that keep jobs moving. Scope, inventory for small trade shops. Copper, PEX, PVC, wire, breakers, filters, fittings, fasteners, sealants, adhesives, paint, and refrigerant cylinders. This is a cycle count and control pass. It is not a full warehouse software rollout. Safety, wear gloves and eye protection. Use a hand truck for heavy boxes. store chemicals away from heat. Ventilate when handling paint or solvents. Keep a spill kit within reach. Follow local rules for refrigerant handling and chemical disposal. Tools and materials: clipboards, count sheets, permanent markers, label stock or stock cards, barcode labels if used, handheld scale for small parts, cylinder scale for refrigerant, tape measure, hand truck, pallet jack, trash bags, bin dividers, sealable totes, spill kit, camera. Setup: freeze movement. Post a 1 hour pause on pulls. Stage 3 zones. Count now. Recount. Review. Sort items into A, B, and C groups. A are high movers. B are regular movers. C are slow or seasonal. Print simple count sheets per aisle with bin ID, item, unit, and a blank for the number. Steps. Count A items first. Pull two people. One calls the item and unit. One writes the number. Do not use last year counts. Read boxes and pieces the same way every time. Recount on variance. If the new number and the card do not match, recount once. If it still does not match, circle the line and mark review. Date checks on chemicals and sealants. Read the stamp on tubes and cans. Pull any item past the safe use date. Stage it for disposal under local rules. Weigh and log refrigerant. Place each cylinder on the scale. Record serial, type, and net weight. Compare to last entry. If the log is off by more than 1 pound, open a review line and secure the valve with a cap. Filters, wire, and breakers by unit. Count filters by each. Measure wire by length on the spool tag. Count breakers by pole and rating. Write the unit clearly on the sheet. Set min and max levels. For each A item, set a floor that equals 2 average weeks and a ceiling that equals 6. For B items, set 1 week in 3. Write the numbers on the bin label. Label and align bins. Make the bin code match the shelf tag and the card or barcode. Face all labels forward. Use dividers so sizes do not mix. Deadstock plan. List C items that did not move all year. Decide repair use, markdown, donate, or scrap. For chemicals, follow disposal rules. Set a target date to clear them. Verify. Pick 5A items at random. Recount by a new pair. The target is zero differences over 2%. Pull one job from next week and do a dry run. Walk to each bin and fill the list. If a bin is short or mislabeled, fix the count and the label now. Weigh one refrigerant cylinder again to confirm the number is stable. Common fails. Counting while parts still move. Fix by freezing pulls for the hour and posting a sign. Mixed units on the same sheet. Fix by writing the unit in large print next to the number. Bins with two sizes in one slot. Fix by adding a divider and a second label. Document. Photo each aisle after label work. Photo one count sheet per aisle with signatures. Save the refrigerant log with serials and weights. Store files in the inventory folder with the date and time. Recap. Count A items first and verify. Check dates and weights. Set min and max, label, and clear dead stock. Chapter 6. Fit, train, and prove it. Hook, one line. Renew gear, records, and training so insurance and inspectors both say yes. Scope, safety systems and compliance for a small trade shop. Personal protective equipment, respirator fit tests, fall protection, ladder and forklift cards, first aid and CPR cards, fire drill, incident and near miss review, OSHA injury and illness log prep, driver files and MVR checks, trailer tire date codes, policy refresh, and the training calendar. Safety, set a clean table for medical and training records. Store private forms in a secure file. Check PPE for damage before any demo. Use lockout or tagout when showing ladder or forklift checks near live equipment. Follow local code and company policy. Tools and materials: policy packet, sign-off sheets, respirator fit test kit, PPE stock list, fall harness with tags, lanyards, ladder safety card forms, forklift evaluation forms, first aid and CPR roster sheet, fire drill log, incident and near miss log, OSHA log from the year, driver file checklist, MVR consent form where allowed, trailer tire date chart, label stock, permanent markers, calendar, camera. Setup. Layout 3 stations. PPE and fit tests. Cards and drills. Files and logs. Place a sign in sheet for every station. Pull last year records to compare dates. Post a calendar with 12 months visible. Steps. PPE stock and condition. Line up gloves, eye protection, hearing protection, hard hats, respirators, and high visibility vests. Check sizes and expiry marks. Replace cracked lenses and expired filters. Write the count per size. Respirator fit tests. Test each person who is assigned a respirator. Use the kit that matches the mask type. Record pass or fail, mask model and size. Fit tests renew every 12 months or after weight or facial hair changes. Repeat the interval. 12 months. Fall protection gear. Inspect harness webbing for cuts and UV fade. Check stitching and D-ring wear. Confirm labels are readable. Tag each harness with the inspection date and inspector initials. Replace any damaged lanyard or snap. Ladder and forklift cards. Verify ladder training is current for all field crew. For forklifts, observe an operator doing a short drive and lift. Record the evaluation. Post the refresh date on the card list. First aid and CPR. Check card dates for your designated responders. Schedule a class for anyone expiring in the next 3 months. Restock kits. Log the kit check with date and initials. Fire drill and alarm check. Run a short drill at a set time. Example is 10:30 a.m. Log the start, clear time, and head count. Test alarms where installed. Replace dead batteries. Incidents and near misses. Review the year log. Capture lessons in one page. Decide one habit to teach next year. Mark any open corrective action and assign a due date. OSHA injury and illness log. Confirm each entry is complete and accurate. Prepare the annual summary for posting when required. Save a signed copy to the safety folder. Driver files and MV are checks. Open each driver file. Confirm license copy, road test, and medical card if required. Where the law allows, pull an MVR, which means motor vehicle record. Review points and violations. Note any training needed before the next assignment. Trailer tire date codes. Read the 4-digit date code on each trailer tire. First 2 digits are the week. Last 2 digits are the year. Replace tires older than 6 years or with cracks. Log the code in action. Policy refresh and training calendar. Hand out the clean policy packet for driving, device use, anti-harassment, and reporting. Collect signatures. Build a training calendar with monthly topics. Add firm dates for the first quarter. Verify. Open the PPE list. Every line shows a count and condition. Check 2 random fit test forms and confirm mask model and size are written. Pull 1 harness and read the new tag date. Read 1 ladder card and 1 forklift evaluation. Open 1 first aid kit and confirm the seal is intact. Read the fire drill log and the clear time. Check the OSHA summary for a signature. Open 2 driver files and confirm the license copy date. Read 1 trailer tire code aloud. The target is 0 expired cards and 0 missing signatures. Common fails. Respirators with old filters. Fix by stocking spares and setting a filter change cycle with a date on the mask bag. Training cards that lapse in the first quarter. Fix by scheduling classes in January and adding calendar reminders. Driver files missing consent or medical card. Fix by using a file checklist and a second signature when the file is complete. Document. Photo the PPE table and the restock box. Photo a fit test in progress with the subject name hidden. Photo 1 harness tag after inspection. Photo the fire drill head count sheet. Save the signed policy packet as a PDF for each person. Store all files in the safety folder by year and month. Recap. Stock and fit your PPE. Inspect fall gear, run drills, and close the log. Verify drivers and dates, then post the training calendar. Chapter 7. Close the book, open the next. Hook, 1 line. Lock the records, update the playbook, and start January with 0 backlog. Scope. Admin wrap for a small trade shop. Maintenance logs, warranties and serials, asset list, job closeout punch items, replacement budget, vendor review, SOP updates, a 12-month check calendar, a simple dashboard with 3 KPI, off-site backups, and signed handouts. Safety, protect private data. Store files in a secure folder. Do not leave driver info or medical records on open desks. Use clean hands and a dry table when handling paper forms. Keep liquids away from laptops. Tools and materials, laptop or desktop, shared drive with off-site backup, label stock, file folders, maintenance log template, asset list template, job punch list template, simple spreadsheet for budget, vendor contact sheet, SOP binder, wall calendar, dashboard template, signature sheets, camera. Setup. Open last year folders. create a New Year folder with the same subfolders. Logs. Assets. Jobs. Vendors. SOP training. Photos. Print one checklist for this chapter. Add a column for file path. Post the wall calendar for the next 12 months. Steps. Update maintenance logs. Enter the final service dates for trucks, ladders, meters, compressors, and heaters. Attach one photo per item that shows the tag or serial. Write the next due date. Warranties and serials. For each asset that was serviced or bought this year, record the model, serial, warranty term, and vendor phone. Save a photo of the serial plate. Note the warranty end date in plain words. Asset list refresh. Sort the list by category and age. Flag anything over your replacement age. Add current condition and next action. Ready repair or replace. Job closeout punch items. Open the open jobs list. Create a short punch list for each open job. One line per item. Assign a name and a finish date in the first week of January. Replacement budget. In a simple sheet, list each item marked replace. Add a ballpark price and priority. Mark 1, 2, or 3. 1 means must replace in the first quarter. 2 means plan by mid-year. 3 means watch. Vendor list health check. Call or email your top vendors. Confirm account status, delivery windows over winter, and emergency numbers. Update contacts. Note any price changes that start on the 1st of January. SOP updates. Open your standard procedures. Update checklists from this week. Add one page for the new lockout board, the new ladder tag format, and the outlet map. Print fresh pages for the binder and upload the files. Calendar the checks. On the wall calendar, mark monthly shop checks, quarterly fleet inspections, mid-year fit tests if used, and the annual count week. Copy the same dates into the shared digital calendar. Dashboard with 3 KPI. Build one page with 3 numbers. Percent of preventive tasks done on time. Target is 95% or higher. Average truck down days per month. Target is less than 1 day. Recordable incident rate. Target is 0. Post the page in dispatch. Backups and handouts. Run a full backup to the offsite location. Verify a restore of one sample file. Print the first week plan, the policy sign-off sheet, and the emergency contact sheet. Collect signatures from leads. Verify. Open the maintenance log and check 2 random items. Confirm a date, a photo, and a next due line. Open the asset list and read one serial aloud while looking at the photo. Open the punch list and read dates for the first week. Scan the budget sheet for priorities 1, 2, and 3. Call one vendor number from the new list. Check the SOP binder for the new pages. Point to 4 calendar marks across the year. Read the dashboard targets aloud. Confirm the backup by opening the test file from the off-site copy. The target is 0 missing files and 0 unsigned handouts. Common fails. Serial photos missing. Fix by adding a quick photo pass with a phone and filing by asset ID. Punch items without owners. Fix by writing one name for each line and confirming in the morning huddle. Backups that run but never get tested. Fix by restoring one file each month and logging the result. Document. Save the maintenance log, asset list, warranty sheet, punch lists, budget, vendor list, SOP updates, calendar image, dashboard PDF, and backup receipt. Title each with the date and time. Photo the binder spine and the wall calendar. Store files in the New Year folder and confirm the off-site copy. Recap. Finish the logs and tie each to a photo. Post the calendar and the 3 KPI. Backup, print handouts, collect signatures, and start January clean.